Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You're welcome to the big family house. Please, ladies and gentlemen, help me celebrate the pastors in the house. Pastor Charles Ekosway, Pastor Ann Willie and Ron Sedo, Pastor Victoria. And also present, please, with a thunderous round of applause, let's celebrate the father and the mother of the house, Reverend Ben and Pastor K. Ben Sina Higbe the second. Hallelujah. We love you. Shalom, wherever you are. Praise the Lord. This morning is going to be awesome in the presence of God. I don't know what to say, but I'll just say one thing. And that one thing is, we are better together. There's a song those days they used to sing. I can still remember. It said, no man is an island. Oh, no man is an island. I need you. You need me. Nice soup, take the fool. Imagine, just sit down now and imagine you're a goosey soup without meat inside. Your hand will just be floating. But also sit down and imagine your soup with dry fish, with pomo, with shaki, abodi, etc. When your hand is moving in the soup, what happens? There's friction because there are things holding the hands back from moving. Abby? So also, we are better together. If you are alone, you'll just be walking. Oh, walking alone does not have honor. That's why you need the soup, needs all those things. So that whenever you are going astray, your hand is trying to move. There is something blocking the hand from moving. So Victoria in my life is a sandpaper. It's some area I'm airing. Abby? Yeah. Ann Willie is iron brush in the other area where I'm airing. Abby? Then the other one is a grinding stone. That is why he said we are better together. Tell your brothers beside you, your sister say, we are better together. See, no matter what I do to you, tell the person, say, no matter what I do to you, we are in this for life. If we know the essence of family, it's not a thing you just wake up one day and say, no, I don't longer belong to this family. Even if you err, you go astray and say, I don't want to. In your subconsciousness or in your subconscious mind, there is something that keeps telling you, you have a what? Family, go back. You will find yourself running because there is no place like home. There is no place like home. Oh, sweet home. If you travel north, west, south, and east, you will always come back home. You know how I know this? The prodigal son was veered off course, all for the quest of quick conquering. All for the quest of showing forth. And he went astray. He mingled with a lot of things and with a lot of persons. But there was no satisfaction. There was no feeling like home. He left the persons, the place of human beings and went to the place of animals. The Bible said he was with swine. You know what it means, swine? Pigs. There was still no satisfaction there. It was then it dawned on him that, what am I doing? He packed his bag, his baggage, and what have you, and said, let me go back home. He wanted to walk alone. But he came back. And also thank God for the father that was healed, who was always looking out for him. That was why he saw that he was coming from a distance. If he was not always at the watchtower looking forward when the sun would come back, he wouldn't have seen him when he was coming from a distance. Meaning there was a yearning in the hearts of the Father for a connection back to the Son every day. The Bible said he stood and they saw from a distance his son coming back home. He did not wait for him to come to him. He said he came down from his high tower and ran towards his son, driving for connection. You know the way we think sometimes in this area, you're saying, now you know, if you're not going to greet me, if you're not going to see me first, now himself they do. How many of us have heard that slogan? You know, sometimes we just want somebody to initiate the move. The person is also expecting you to initiate the move. It takes two to tango. If the man does not have the consciousness or the mind to initiate, why not you initiate? Because the two of you is better together. I love that song they sang before they winded up. He said the devil almost what? Snatched him. Huh? He caught him. He was at the edge, pushing him off this very high cliff. But Jesus came and pulled him back. It's just like Victoria coming to pull me back at the point of committing suicide. If I'm left alone at this place, I will die. But because she knew we are better together, they can't just lose a soul. She will come rescuing. But if you are alone, the devil will suggest to you 1,001 reasons. And you will brood and meditate on those reasons. He will give you the reason why when you do it quickly in a hurry, you will get result. You will never be alive to see how it was. That is why you must be in a family. Tell your neighbor, I must be in a family. There is no one complete and 100% wholeness of family. Yes. To say my family is the best. Oh, Ashi. Na lie. Every family have their differences and have their challenges. But your ability to manage those challenges is what makes the family bond strong. Most times we have heated argument. You will see the person will just carry his or her Holy Ghost bag and say, "No, no, go see me again." Have you ever left your biological family? You know, we trivialize the covenant family, this very family, the blood covenant family. We trivialize it. Nobody has ever quarreled with his own brother or sister. If they quarrel for a long time, they come back and settle, Abby. But how come we quarrel in church? You just carry your bag and go. You just go. We don't see ourselves as family. But it's the greatest family on the face of the earth. How did I get here? Back to the point. Do I have a slide? Yes, I think I do. We are still in our series, Thriving Relationships. We do relationship every day, isn't it? Everywhere you go, you do relationship. In your place of work, in school, you do relationship. Everywhere you go, relationship. You're buying tomatoes and akara everywhere you go. You do relationship. Some of us even have relationship to our nested that even when you don't have the cash, they still attend to you and say, pay back later. Isn't it? So my title today is Making the Relationship Work. Making our relationship work. We are better together. Relationship is practiced in the family. The pivot of any long-lasting relationship is based on love. Somebody say love. Somebody say love. Why is it heavy? Why is it heavy in our mouth to say? Somebody say love. Somebody say love. Somebody say love. Somebody say trust. Somebody say commitment. And somebody say patience. Not patience, Ozoko. For any relationship we are in, these are some of the criteria we need for it to live a lifetime. How can we be in a relationship and I don't love you? Do you ever have a relationship? No, let us remove romantic love now. Do you ever have a relationship with somebody you don't love? Huh? Somebody you don't love. Not romantic love. Huh? You must love people. The reason I will come to you and even start a conversation with you is because there is something, Abby. There is an attraction. Something will move me to you. Jesus had compassion on people. He loved people. So if you're in a relationship, there is no love, you can chicken out any moment. Yeah. And how can we be in a relationship and I don't trust you? Why did I even enter in the first place? Trust is my ability to lose guard wherever you are and I feel protected. I know you will not stab me at the back. I trust you so much that I can show you my nakedness and yet I'm not ashamed. That you go out and sell me behind. I said one time in this hall, my very best man there was this girl that was my friend in Uniben. She was my very good friend. I didn't even have any atom of anything in my mind. No romantic this thing. We were just friends. Even up to lecturer's talk, maybe we were going out. We were just friends. That was the level I left it. My friend went behind me because he was looking for something. Went to tell her that Enoma is a eunuch. What thing be you know? He said, that's why I never spin you. And now, assuming true, I was a one of what he said. Assuming I was a one of what he actually said. Was it a thing to be said to... For him to get credence from the person. If you let her, go ahead. Not for you to pull me down to climb up. You know, Savior, God is not asleep. Trust is very key in relationship. So even if I have anything of such, or any other thing, you think I will tell him? Huh? I won't, because he will send me out. He will send me out. So in relationship, when I open up to you, it's not for you to sell out. It's for you to protect me, because we all have weaknesses. And the moment you do that, trust is eroded. The relationship is going to be shaky. Even when we talk, it's not going to be that fluentic. I mean, something flowing freely. Somebody say commitment. What is commitment? Whether it is raining, it is sunny, we are in together. I am with you for life. Somebody say, I am with you for life. Our relationship is not parasitic. You know what parasitic is? Parasitic relationship? is a one-sided relationship. A relationship that meets and sucks does not give. I am like, I'm with Nathaniel because Nathaniel has something to give to me. So I am always with him because there is something I am always getting from what? From Nathaniel. Then Nathaniel does not have. What happened? I chicken out. I look for somebody that looks like Nathaniel when he had. And then click again. That's parasitic. There's no commitment in that relationship. The only thing I am in with you is because of what you can offer. We are supposed to be in relationship symbiotic. Symbiotic relationship, I give, you give. Where I'm weak, you are strong. Where you are strong, I am weak. So that when I'm down, you can lift me up. When you are down, I have the capacity also to lift you up. We stay connected, committed to each other. If you don't have to eat, I can leave my comfort zone and say, yes, my brother is in need. Let me go all out to what? To give. Jesus said, if a friend of yours come to visit you in the middle of the night and you don't have bread to give, and you come knocking on my door, say, give me bread because my friend is around. He said, if you knock once, I don't open. But because he's your friend and he's in need, you keep knocking. What did they say we do? That shows you are committed to meeting your friend's need. So you go all out to ensure that that person is comfortable. That symbiotic relationship. That's the kind of relationship we need. And that is kingdom. God would have left us in this orphan planet to say, make we all die and go to hell. But he said, no. The Bible said, for God so loved the world. His commitment to restoring man back to mankind. He said he gave his only begotten son. He did it to bring you and I closer back to him. That's the commitment he had concerning you and I. Can you give your only begotten son? It's a difficult saying. Philippians 2:5. He said, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. What's the mindset of Christ Jesus? Can we please put down part of it? Let's read it down. You'll see the mindset of Christ Jesus. Can you go down to verse 6? Verse 6. Are we there? Verse 6. He said, who being in very nature God did not consider himself equality with God, something to be used to his own advantage. Jesus Christ was the most powerful person. He said, him being God did not consider it. He didn't consider his equality with God. So in our relationship with each other, even if you are the most powerful person, will you lord it over me? Huh? You know, there are times some persons provide for some persons. You hear them say, if not for me. If not for me, that is lifting him up, that is bringing him up, he would have long rotted away. Who cares to know if you are the one helping him? It's between you and God. Must you not tell everybody that you are the one helping him? Jesus Christ had that capacity. He said he did not see it as, but he was God. in the form of human, just like you and I. We need to be like that man. Somebody say, I want to be like Jesus. Are we really ready to be like Jesus? You must be ready to take a lot of nonsense from a lot of things. Do you know what the disciples of Jesus did to him? Do you know what people did to Jesus? The people he helped were the ones that said, crucify him. Will you be able to stand somebody you raised up to become somebody, telling people to say, don't mind him, crucify him? Will you still have that mind to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they were doing. They actually knew what they were doing. But the mindset of Christ is different. That's why he said, if somebody slaps you on one side, get on the other side. It's a difficult saying, very difficult. Do you know why? You will see why as we read on. Because two wise persons can never move a ship. Titanic will always rock against the rock. Two wise persons in the same car, is either one is holding brake here, the other one is turning the steering. Hold the brake, you're too speed. Hold the brake. No, you're moving at a... Hold the brake. Two wise people in the same car, the car is going nowhere. Oh, no, you're too fast. No, you're too slow. Hold the brake. Turn right. Turn left. No, your brain, you will now begin to... You are not even confused. In a long-lasting relationship, one must come down. Metaloya, one must come down. Have a routine. Even if you are the most powerful person, just pretend to be a fool for a while. It doesn't make you a fool. It's because you want the relationship to go on. You don't want a breakage. Because we are in need for life. Somebody say we are in need for life. If I hurt you, tell me. My daughter, small daughter, my last daughter, taught me three things. Taught me this thing when she was still in nursery school. The three magic words. Very three magic words. Simple, but very difficult for some of us to exhibit. Do you know that word, sorry? It sounds simple, but it's very difficult. Some persons cannot say sorry. Because they are always right. And you cannot be always right because in your eyes, that thing you think is right is wrong to another person. Why not just say sorry? Are you God? Even if the Bible says you are gods, sons of the Most High, but not the big G God. Now the small God, G-O-D, now you be. So you cannot always be right. Tell your neighbor you can't always be right. Simple words, sorry. It will bring somebody's anger down from Mount Everest to become very plain. You will hold it. Why will I tell you sorry? Okay, what did I not do wrong that I will tell you sorry for? When you not tell, you go say that one is not enough for me to tell you sorry now. Just say sorry. Because all the sentences you have said since is longer than the word sorry. Then sometimes some of us will say sorry. You now with an unrenewed mind, we say you did not say it from your heart. Are you in the person's heart to know where he said it from? You say, see the way he just said it. Sorry, it was too easy for him to say. He just stuck out quick. It not come from me heart. You day heart. Must he jump down from Mount Everest to say, sorry. That's all he mean now. Take it the way the person said it. But the most important thing is that you heard the word S-O-R-R-Y. sorry. Let's read it on. He said, be made in human likeness and be found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death. At what point would Jesus have said, release fire from heaven, O God, and destroy all of them? It was at that point of death that he would have said it. But the Bible said he humbled himself. So in relationship, for it to be last longing, and be long lasting, we must humble ourselves. No matter the silver or golden spoon you were born with in your mouth, as your own is silver, that person's wooden spoon is silver and gold also. You know, there's a saying in Benin that says, you can't see the king's mother, and because of that, now you're going to kill your own mother. As the king's mother is to the king, so your mother is to you. Because your mother is queenship to you. Just as the king's mother is queenship to him. Humble yourselves. Let us not be too quick to evaporate. That's where patience comes in. Who can tell me a liquid that evaporates very fast? Who can? Alcohol, spirit. Spirit does not even need any heat to start its evaporation. Then if you now apply heat, the rate of evaporation is faster. Are you spirit? Even if you are a spirit being, but not be that spirit with the talk. Be patient with people. You know, most times what we complain that people do to us, we do it to people times 10, unknowingly to us. And we take it as normal. As you go, as you drive, you step on people's toes. You drive on people's lane. The patience they have with you, translate it to somebody else. You see that this world will be a better place. Pepper body. Pepper body. The way body they pepper you, if you scratch her like that, it will leave scars on your body. So most time, it is not scratching you need, it's just rubbing you need. That's the patience you need to have with yourself and with people. Because the day you judge your enemy, that day you have also just passed a judgment on yourself. If you fail to have patience on somebody, just know that the next person will not have patience on you. And when it gets to your turn, don't cry and say, why me? Why you? Because what a man soweth, that you will reap. If you sow patience, you will reap patience. Tell your neighbor, I'll be patient with you. You know, most times, some of us have been through hurts and pains. But eventually, somebody just came out from a depressed home. And the person is feeling like flying off from Arctic air and hitting the ground because the person is tired of existing. And the person comes across with you or a family member who is supposed to provide succor. Unknowing to you that the person is going through hurts and pain. And the person comes and just says, listen, what did they do you? The person is going through. It's time for you to say, no, this person was not like this. Don't you have the spirit of discernment anymore? The spirit of discernment. To know that, no, this is not this person speaking. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Pastor Willie comes in and starts doing ya, 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 ya. Don't you know that something is wrong? Something is wrong. So, at that point in time, we need to come back, retreat and say, come, something is wrong. Let's be patient with this lady. Something is wrong. This is not her. This is not her. If we add to it, we kill her the faster. I'll be the quicker. Be patient with people. Tell your brother and sister, I'll be patient with you. It's a virtue we must cultivate. Patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Christ was patient with us, even unto the cross. Christ was. Why do we want to be like Christ and we don't practice like him? I love that man. He said, it's what I see my father do. Exactly is what I do. So if we want to be like Christ, how come we don't practice like Christ? And yet we want to be like Christ. God will give us the grace to be like Christ. There's nobody that is perfect. I love this song that says, I'm your man of for now. There's nobody that is perfect. We are only better than each other, small, small. First Corinthians 13:14. Your love is. Your love is. You fill my heart with so much peace and joy. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh, too much. Oh. Too much of excess love. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh, too much of, too much of excess love. Tell me why you love me too much. Oh. Why you love me too much? Oh. Hey, you go high, so now they try. Before I came up on stage, the Lord alighted them to me and said we should pray for them. Let's just lift them up in prayer. You know, most times the minister. And they get back home, they minister out of the abundance of their heart. And they are drained. And nobody to minister back to them. Do you know it can be so depressing at that point? So I just want us to lift them up to God in prayer that the Lord will fill them up. That from where they have ministered, they will never run dry. And the Lord God Almighty will protect them. Their ministry will never be thwarted. Their ministry will never be drained. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for newness of spirit. In Jesus' name. When the Lord blesses me more and more and takes me to a place where he's taking me to, I just feel you people are due for a vacation. All of you together, just go wind up outside this area. Just go refresh yourself and come back. Lord, use me to perfect it in their life in Jesus' name. If the Lord is laying it in your heart, you can do it before me. It doesn't matter who does it. It's the same family that does it at the end of the day. It's inconsequential. The man sees the snake and the woman kills the snake. Is it really consequential who kills the snake? The most important thing is that the snake is dead. If I said it and somebody here does it, it doesn't matter. Does it matter? It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Are we blessed this morning? Praise the Lord. You know, as a bishop. Hallelujah. He said, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. In this relationship, it does not envy. If it is Pastor Anwili, God is enlightening. Or if it is Nathaniel, who saw Jesus and said yes, because he told him that he was under the tree and he believed. If he's the one God is enlightening, all of us will put our hands behind him to lift him up. Because it is no longer Nathaniel, it is now Femme family. Where envy sets in, say, I ain't got a blessing, I ain't too much. Every time he doesn't laugh, say, I'm suspecting God. I have a testimony, I'm suspecting God. I'm suspecting God. Yeah, he doesn't laugh. Now let's get laughter. If now let get, you laugh too now, if it's easy to laugh. Is it easy to laugh? Now testify, pass. No, let's lift him up. Because if Nathaniel does wrong, before they say Nathaniel Doro, they would have said Nathaniel Fem Builder. Do you know most people don't know his son name, but they know him as Usher, Fem Foundation. So if tomorrow the government of the day comes here and say, come, be the new commissioner for innovation and technology, we will lift him up because he's a Fem Builder that is innovation. He's a Fem Builder that is a technology. Don't say, they all pass this old place, now Nathaniel, they come see me, not they here. They not see you before they call Nathaniel. That is one thing, first thing first, that scatters relationship. Envy. Do you know if you are envious, it will never get to your turn? Because the angels, they perceive envy. When they are coming like this from heaven with the package, and they sense envy in your direction, it will push them away. Because envy is repelling. As you are coming like this, it's getting to where Pastor Charles is, like this, and they sense envy, envy. The angel say, envy, envy, envy. He say, bless it, take. Even if you not ask for it, take, we give you. Let's love ourselves. See, this world is too simple. We were in a meeting some 3-4 weeks ago. Myself, my dad, with some other persons. And he was talking. One thing I took home from them, my takeaway. He said, it is only somebody that does not know himself that will quarrel with somebody. And by the following day, you are still wearing that same thing in your... He said, you don't want to live long, oh. He said, if you do me something now, as I'm going, the thing has dropped off. I don't even know if anything transpired. By the following morning, you'll be the first to call you. That's the way life is. Your heart don't carry a load of house rent, school fees, and all the air. It should not carry bitterness. It should not carry envy. No, there's no space for it. Otherwise, it's overload. Have you ever seen a transformer that carry overload? What happens to it? Fuse go to make boom, 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 boom. The causes of high blood pressure, hypertension, hypertension, all the hyper, things that are hyper in the area, is because we are carrying things that we are not supposed to carry. Envy is one of them that is overloaded. You see the person's progress, you are envious. You carry load. Tell your neighbor that I will drop envy this moment. It's not your own, no. Tell her, it's not your own. Drop it. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. Drop it on the altar of God. God can carry it. He get the capacity to carry it, go throw it out. Drop it on the altar of God. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavily laden. The heavy laden in it is the heavy you are carrying. He said, drop it at my feet. I can carry it. He will drop it and make them away. You don't need it. You don't need it. The key to a long-lasting relationship, envy should be out of the way. Your love must be patient. It does not boast. It is not proudful. Jesus sat down, took rapa, the man that is God. Became a serviceman, servant, to wash the disciples' feet. How many of us here can sit down with the achievement you have made and say, come, let me serve you? Mr. Olorogun, Jack Boro, how are you? God bless you. Now, assume you're an usher in Fem Foundation, standing at that door there and ushering people in, and your worker is coming in. Will you be humble enough to say, and maybe the person's name is Jumbo, and say, Jumbo, how are you, sir? Welcome, God bless you. If you decline, you go say, you, Jumbo. Oh, yeah, come, my friend, go sit down there. Go sit down there. Go sit down there. Some of the things Jesus did were not easy. So that is why he said when he was leaving in John 14, 13 also, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm not going to leave you orphanless. I'm going to send you another advocate. He said, he will teach you all things, the things I have taught you. He will bring everything into your remembrance. But eventually you are forgotten that, oh, I need to be smileful to that person that is coming, and you want to use your office techniques at the door. He will remind you and say, Jack Boro, you are supposed to be humble. Greet him as if you are greeting the president of Nigeria. God is good. Let me slide on. Three basic ingredients. This one I want to say. If you are married here, if you are yet to marry, if you are proposing, or wherever you are, please listen and just see these three. Very key. Submission. Somebody say submission. Submarine. How many of us know submarine? Submarine is an equipment of war. You see it? It goes, it's sub. Not be this sub where they talk, so it's sub. It's my ship where they go underwater. That is sub, meaning it comes what? Under. To submission is an action of yielding to a superior force or the will or authority of another person. This means to come under. In relationship, we must submit to one another. Ephesians 5, 21 or so. He said, husband, wife, submit ye what? To one another. Then he did not stop there. He said, wives, submit to your husband. Because he knows that the wife has the capacity to rebel. You know why I said so? The two of them, God created them male and female. He created a he. Adam and Eve, they were together at creation. He just removed Eve from Adam and put her by the side. Eve was not lesser. There is every tendency for Eve to say, I was there at the very beginning of creation. Like I said, you can't have two wise men in a car. One must control the other, or the two of them will be leading nowhere. So, he says, submit. Wives, submit to your husband. Come under the lordship of your husband. Is it that you don't have a say of your own? You do. 101%. You do. That doing is subject to the one that is on top. Because that you are a driver in a Degbe Motors going to Lagos does not make you the driver of that vehicle. You have your driver's license, don't you? You do. Does it stop you from being a driver? It doesn't. It's only when you are driving your car. But as long as you have decided to come under the roof of the Edegbe Motors, what happens? You are what? A passenger. Alongside the driver. Submit your drivership to the what? The authority of the driver on the wheel. Then he did stop there. He said, husband, love your wife. If you check that part, now that part long pass. At the wife's part, he always says, submit to your husband. But when he got to the part of love, he said, husbands, love your wife. He did not stop there. He said, as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. So meaning the driver is willing to love everybody in the vehicle. That even if there's going to be an accident, he will put himself first. Do you know some drivers are very wicked? If emergency they call, they'll remove their side. They'll put the other side. That's a wrong driver. And that's a wrong husband. A wrong husband is the one that sees danger coming and say, bye, my wife, go front first. I'll come. I want to pick something for us. I want to pick something. He knows there is danger there. He's not ready to die. But he wants somebody to submit. Reverend, we always say, how can I submit? How can I submit to a husband that is not ready to love me and die for me? The other one is respect. Somebody say respect. This is a positive feeling or action shown towards someone considered important or held in high regard. It communicates a sense of admiration for good or valuable qualities. We must respect ourselves. Even if you marry a taxi driver, respect him. Even if you marry a bricklayer, you don't care, respect him. It was your choice. Now my choice, oh, now my choice, eh. You were not forced into. Love was sitting. Love not the expire. It is infatuation that expires. If your love is diminishing because of diminishing return, then pacify it. Acquire it. Refire it. Conspire. Never retire. But it's the front fire. So that you can acquire what you have always what? Desire. Don't say it's not workable. It's not redeemable. Everything is redeemable. Do you know how I know? You know when we were school those days? There are some beans you will cook, you forget it. You know, come quick, woman. You can't get some off flavor. There's a way you what? You restore it back to the original position. You want me to tell you? Eh? It was irredeemable beans, but we redeem it. So there is no relationship that is not redeemable. It is because of your mindset is no longer the mindset of Jesus. You think what was happening in the world at that time was redeemable? It was irredeemable in the eyes of men. But he said, no, it can be redeemed. Don't write off that relationship. Tell your neighbor, don't write off that relationship. Don't burn that bridge, we need it tomorrow. Don't burn the bridge. You go to Ikobahi and you bomb it. You say, I don't have anything to do with Ikobahi. Tomorrow and they want to buy fuel, where would they carry the fuel to pass? Huh? Don't burn that bridge. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. His body, which is the one? The Savior. Love. Love is important. Of all the ingredients, without love, no relationship can stand. You're committed to what you love. And what you commit to, you love. It is what you love and commit to that grows. I stayed in a relationship with my wife and it grew. Even in the midst of odds, I said, no, no backing out. You know, Reverend was saying last week that sometimes he can't wonder. He go close for work. You go in Bay Place then, Pastor K now. He go dead there from closing hour. And he's dead till like 11:30. It's not what they said I saw. I was in the picture from beginning. Azinge here. Sorry, it's not far from here. To be more precise. He will leave sometimes 11:30, 12. With his Volvo 244 blue. I will leave my youth service. Drive down from Owerri to Benin to come and see my girlfriend then. My wife now. Iyomo Sefi. Pian the weekend. I don't drive. Pian like this. And I drive back. You are not afraid of anything. What you love, you are not afraid of. Your fear level will go down. They said there was a terrible accident in Niger River when we were coming on one of the days. Say trailer and I saw people die. We said down Niger, they don't know reach. You find your way. Going to see my love. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I will love you till the end of time. No matter what you do to me, I will love you. Thank you. At this point, I just want us to rise up on our feet. Just it's a time of connection. What we're driving for here is connection. We're family. If there's any way I've hurt you, just come tell me. I won't be so distant to say sorry. Just go around. If there's a brother or sister in church who felt hurt you or said something demeaning to you and you kept it, you never approached the person. It's a time of reconciliation. We need to connect. Just say, I'm sorry. I experienced you in this way. And ever since I held it in my heart, and I've been using it to work against you. At this point, I just want to let it go. And if the person says, what's that? Me, when? No, just say, oh, I'm sorry, my sister. I love you. I love you. I love you. Just go around and do that. I love you the way you are. I love you the way you are.
Of God's body, stand with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. It is His will that every need is being supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I need you.
Come on now.
You need me. We all are part.
It's a
say,
time of connection.
Stand with me. I'll agree with
you. It's
me.
A time of connection.
We all apply God's body's will. It is His will that every deep.
Talk to somebody and say,
you are.
You are important to me.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.